Good morning, Paul.
Roy, this petition that was put forward, of course, council has to accept every petition. What was your thoughts on it?
My thoughts was that council doesn't accept a petition. We endorsed a petition, but I didn't feel comfortable with that because it was questioning. Questioning my credibility as a councillor and questioning. I done my research when I made this decision. I didn't get any of my research from, you know.
Yes.
Hello.
Yes. I'm just wondering though.
I don't think.
It's not really questioning your credibility, wouldn't you think? It really is questioning the decision made by you as a group of councillors.
And that goes back to questioning my credibility and my ability to make a decision as a councillor.
But council doesn't always get it right, does it?
I like to think we do, yeah.
But you wouldn't get it right every single time. And I guess what the petition was saying, that maybe you could rethink the decision. I mean, it's not somebody having a go at Roy Zamataro personally or any of the other councillors.
No, you've got that wrong. The petition wasn't saying rethink it. The petition was saying that, I think, for instance, there was a quote in there that the mayor made the decision because she had a friendship with Mike Berwick and because they had been in some partnership in some other company before, so it was questioning her credibility and our credibility as well to make a decision that we're making a decision that because they're friends. In local government, if you didn't make any decisions based on people that were friends, you wouldn't make any decisions because a lot of people in the town are friends.
But when you say you make the right decision every time, I mean, that's not true. I mean, councils do make mistakes and make decisions that the ratepayers are not happy with. And this one has caused quite a stir. So you still believe you're on the right track?
I believe I'm on the right track, yes. I made this decision. I've done a lot of research for it before I made this decision. I don't do my research by what someone on social media says or what letters to the editor say. I actually research things. I made this decision because I thought it was going to be environmental benefit to the Shire and economic benefit to the Shire, and that's why I made the decision, and I believe it is.
Well, of course, it was also touted it would be massive publicity for the region, and we now know Qantas isn't giving that. So there's one thing that you didn't get right.
No, well, you don't know that. That's something that you don't actually know. That's something that's we're not sure about because you've got a quote from someone who's told you that, and I think you were told that Qantas have not said Qantas's take on that is that the conversation was taken out of context, was not what they actually said. So I can't comment on that yet because you don't really know, and you don't know either. So you're suggesting what you've heard from one individual.
But you should know, as a councillor who's voted on this, you should know the answer to that question, shouldn't you?
I know the answer. That's what Qantas... We're still waiting on Qantas. Look, we made a decision for our CEO to go into negotiations with Qantas on this deal. We're still waiting on Qantas to see what the deal's going to be and if they're going to fulfil what they said. And if they're not, well, then we know what we want as a council, and we want council to be a partnership, and we want it to enhance our tourism industry, which I believe it will.
But didn't you put the cart before the horse? Shouldn't you have had this negotiation with Qantas first before you voted on it?
Oh, we talked to Qantas before this, yes.
So what did they promise you, Roy? What did they promise you? Millions of dollars of publicity?
Promise us millions of dollars of publicity? No, I don't know. I think one councillor suggested that could be a possibility that it could be millions of dollars of publicity for us.
But that's not true.
I'm not saying it's not true. I'm hoping that it is. That was my reasoning. One of my reasonings for voting for this, because it was going to be boost our tourism industry. And as everyone's saying, and councillors and different people are saying, that the tourism industry need all the help it can get at the moment. So.
Okay, but you know, those people who signed that petition, there's a lot of them. And so there is some unrest within the Douglas Shire residents. Would you at least acknowledge that?
Of course there is, yes, I agree with that. But there's a lot of people that signed the petition that are from Melbourne, Sydney, Adelaide, overseas, that, you know, have no bearing on the Douglas Shire whatsoever.
Okay, so onwards and up.
And there were some names on there that were pretty questionable. I mean, Big Nibber Burger Salad from Melbourne is probably a bit way out there. You know, I don't know anybody.
Hang on. What was that again?
There was one signature on the petition, Big Nibber Burger Salad from Melbourne.
Okay.
Yeah, that's not exactly a name. So you've got to wonder about, you know, how many people, who put the people signed it. When I see that, and then I see another name there, Jolie Newen from Eggplant. I can't research. I've researched. I can't find any town called Eggplant. Or maybe you can, but I can't.
Okay. All right, Roy, thanks for talking with us. I wanted to get your personal reaction because you read stuff in the newspaper and online and you just want to get it right. So at least I know where you stand and you're still very rigid on this and you're continuing to say this is a good thing for the council and for the Shire.
That's why I made the decision, Paul, because I believe it is, yes.
All right, Roy. Thanks for your time, mate.
Thanks, mate. Bye.
Cheers.